Jy luister na Ontbyt met Anton en Rochelle op Radio Tygerberg 104 FM.
So on the line we have got joining us this morning, Oom Uncle. Oom Angus.
Hey, that be nasty now, Anton. That be nasty.
Hey, giving you a double barrel, Oom Uncle.
You can just call me. You can call me Kulu. Kulu. That's what my grandchildren call me. That's the Zulu word for grandfather.
That's so. Kulu.
So something very exciting is coming up. Can you tell us more about it?
Yes. How long have you got? Have you got a couple of days?
No.
Just a couple of minutes.
4 minutes.
Yeah, Anton, I really want to say, first of all, thank you so much, Radio Tygerberg. You know, you guys are a very, very special radio channel to me. I remember when we had that incredible encounter with the Holy Spirit on the Mitchell's Plains, remember, when Cape Town was dying of thirst, and the Lord Jesus Christ visited us, and Radio Tygerberg was right in the forefront. Of course, your CEO is one of my spiritual sons, Harder Sevenster. And so it's always a great honor to be part of what you're doing and to speak to you. And Don, the thing that is really consuming me at the moment is a meeting we're going to have on the 24th of September, Heritage Day, in South Africa at a place called Krugersdorp. Now, the sad thing about Krugersdorp is it's got a nickname, and the nickname is Devil's Dorp. And that really upsets me. Yeah. It really does, Anton. I don't even think it's a joke. It's disgraceful. It's an indictment against the name of my best friend and your best friend. And we are going there to preach the gospel. We are having an open-air revival meeting. As I'm talking to you, there are tractors, there are excavators, there are diggers that are leveling the ground. It's open air. It's for free. There's no tickets. There's no collections. It's on the N14 coming from, I'm talking about, of course, Krugersdorp coming from Pretoria. And I want to tell you something now. The excitement already is most incredible. I've got guys coming from Yorkshire, England. I've got guys coming from Queensland, Australia, just for that one day. So I know you're sitting down in Cape Town and you think it's quite far to go to Krugersdorp. I want to tell you something now that's not far at all. And now the reason I'm saying that is because our nation needs revival. Would you agree with that, Anton?
Yeah, absolutely.
Without revival, this country is doomed. But the good news is the revival is coming. Now, how is it happening? I'll tell you how it's happening, Anton. The same way as the mighty men phenomenon, which is going right around the world. Do you know that within the next 2 months, we are going to have no less than 6 mighty men conferences in South Africa alone? And you know why? Because it's ordinary people, Anton, like you, like me, like Hardas. It's just ordinary men and women, boys and girls, who love Jesus and who are putting their hands up. I got a photograph sent to me early this morning, Anton, when you were still sleeping. And did you get that?
Yeah.
Is he sleeping again?
No.
Anton, you're not talking to me, son.
No, I'm wide awake. I'm listening.
Okay, good. Both ears. Okay. Anyway, I tell you what, I've got a photograph of a 79-year-old gentleman covered in dust from the top of his head to the tip of his toes. You'll get it on our app. With 2 young guys that are just covered in dust, and they are leveling the ground for the revival. Sure. And again, the Holy Spirit just reminded me again that, you know, if you look at the disciples, Anton, the 12 disciples, there wasn't one of them was a priest. They were working men like us. They were fishermen. They were tax collectors. They were tent makers. These are just ordinary men. And that's how this revival is coming about, through ordinary people, not through the government, not through any superstars, just through ordinary people. You know what it says in Romans chapter 10, verse 13, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord, whosoever shall be saved. And that's what's going to happen on that day. I am very, very excited. You know, this is the first big meeting we're having in this country since the lockdown. That's 3 years ago.
Yeah.
So the expectation is building by the hour.
Absolutely, Jan. Are you still there?
I'm still there. I'm waiting for some response.
No, we're listening. We're listening.
So, okay. So it's, so it's happening on the...
Well, come on, ask me some questions and I'll tell you the answers.
I want to know. It's happening on the 24th of September. Is that right? And from what time?
24th of September. That's right. Heritage Day. And it starts. The gates are opening early in the morning. People can come. All they're going to do is bring a picnic basket and a chair. That's all. Mm-hmm. Nothing else. There'll be water points. We're not having any, there will be no fast foods being sold or anything. We're going there to pray and to worship God.
Amen.
We're going there to seek revival. We're going there to stand against things. Now, this is very important, Anton. The Lord has laid on our hearts things like prostitution, pornography, alcoholism, drug addiction, spirit of poverty. We're going there to break it in Jesus' name. People are going to be set free as they step on that ground. Remember how all this started, Anton?
Yeah.
A lady wrote me a letter, Yolanda, and she said, please, 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 three times in the letter, come to Krugersdorp, because things are just running wild here, and we've got to put a stop to it. You know, children cutting themselves with knives, you know, that type of thing, bleeding. Yeah. It's horrible, man, and we're going there to stop this thing, and the Holy Spirit is going to do it. I've got a feeling, Anton, on that day, I don't even know if I'll be preaching much. Because we're going to see the power of God manifest.
Amen.
You know, Robert Murray McShane was a Scottish evangelist in Dundee, Scotland. And he said, rather than have been an instrument of the Lord, all I was an adoring spectator. And I really believe that on that day, I will be an adoring spectator when I see what Jesus is going to do for the people. Yes. You know, there's a spirit of depression, anxiety and fear in this nation.
Yeah.
And we're believing that the Lord is going to break it that day in individuals, in the crowd, and it's going to go like a fire, forest fire, right through the nation. Amen?
Amen. And why the name Speak Jesus?
Yes, good question. You know, I was going to call it some other name, and my wife Jill, she's an intercessor. She said, Angus, it's Jesus that people need.
Amen.
It's Jesus that people need to hear. And I'm going to say something very sad, Anton, and I'm sure you will agree with me. A lot of songs that we hear sung today, we don't hear that name, do we? We hear, Lord, come Lord, and we love you, God, and this, but never the name of Jesus. You see that that man, that wild man in the Gadarenes. Now, I've been to Israel many, many times. And if you go across the lake, there's hills there, and he lived in those hills. He was so wild and so full of demons. He had a legion of demons in him, Anton. A legion, I looked it up, it's between 3 and 6,000 people, right? He had a legion of demons in him. No one could control him. When Jesus came and he saw Jesus, he was the first man, can you believe this, Anton, in the Bible that acknowledged that Jesus Christ was the Son of God.
Interesting.
It wasn't that the disciples, it was the demons. Now when the name is spoken, Anton, then the demons have got to leave. And they are going to leave, because I will be speaking only one name, and you know me well enough for that, Anton. I'll be speaking the name of Jesus Christ, and at that name people are going to be set free, delivered, healed instantly. I believe it, because it says so in the Bible.
So, Angus, so people can go to your website or somewhere to, you know, get the precise location, etc.
Yes, they can go to our app. I've got an app. Okay, just type in Angus, or my website. It's Angus Buck at www.angusbucken.co.za.
Thank you very much, Angus. It was great chatting, and we're looking forward to the 24th of September at Krugersdorp.
Now, they tell me that if you leave Cape Town on Friday night at about 6 o'clock, you'll be in time on Krugersdorp. You'll be there by 8 o'clock in the morning, and then I will see you there, Anton.
Yes, absolutely.
And if I don't see you there, Anton, I'll never speak to you again in my life.
No, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there.
No pressure, Anton. No pressure. But just make sure you go there.
I'm going to be there. Thank you very much, Angus.
Love you guys, eh?
Love you too. Right. Enjoy
your
day.
Love you so much. Bye.
Radio Tegerberg, 104 FM.